Olha,
Zé, deixa eu usar o ar condicionado. Por acaso, Zé, deixa eu estar em Alexandre, mas deixa eu falar. Okay, we are in the middle of packet 9, Vesa Saflog, Vesa Chodesh. So, Vesa Chodesh means that whatever day in the month a woman began a period the previous month, so this month she has to be Parish. That's Chaf. Heves, Chaf Shvat is when she has to be Parish. But then, as we know, that there are two parts to the day, the two onus, onus Laila and onus Yom, and we divide them into two different parts. So if she got chaf in the day, so chaf tevis in the day, then chaf shvat in the day. Same thing chaf at night, then at night. We divide it into two different things, except the Or Zeruah says you have to ask the one before as well, we discussed as well. Then we discussed also when does the day start? Is it Beis HaChametz or also Shachar? Right? We discussed that as well. And yesterday, Monday, we discussed does Onos HaChodesh, does Vesas HaChodesh really exist, or is it because Ramban says it really shouldn't exist? It's only the din of Haflaga and the Ram and the. And the which we call it, and the Ra'o says, yeah, it should exist, but not in terms of the Chodesh, in terms of the days from the Molad. So the Ramban, the Rashba defends himself in terms of that in the Mishmeres HaBayis. Because at the end of the day, we follow the shita that it's a din in the day, like the Ram, like the Ravid, like Tosfos.
Meaning they have a number.
Correct. But the Ra'o and the Berak HaBayis disagreed. And the Rashba and the Mishmaras HaBayis defends that Shita.
One
Second. They first look at the Rashba on page 12. Yesh shenik boim ba flogis mkhuvanos ken yesh limud ul rosh biyom yadua ba chodesh o ba shabbos ki limud ul rosh ba rosh chodesh o ba chamisha ba chodesh ke yotze ba elo o limud ul rosh ba chamisha ba shom sheni shabbos ze ze nikra vestes hayom. So if she's limud ul rosh in a certain day in the month, So the Rashba is also on that team, on the Raivan and the Tosfos. And his defense, take a look on page 13, in which the Berak HaBayis says, no, if you want to do Yomim, it shouldn't be Yomim of the Chodesh, it should be Yomim from the Molad. So the Mishmeres HaBayis on page 13, that's Shmeres HaBayis, he wrote to defend him. So Torah HaBayis is the Rashba. And the Berak HaBayis is the Ra'o, he argues. And then Shmeres HaBayis, he defends the Bayis. The Rashba usually wins in these halachic world. You know, he's the, you know, his psukim prevail. The Ra'o always says, like Shmeres HaBayis says, always interesting things, but usually not to be paschal like. And but the Rashba, that's because he became normative halacha. So
I'm, because he got the last word, or because he was more of a figure, why did he get that?
Why did he get it? I don't know. Maybe you should write a doctorate. You should write a doctorate on the halakhic influence of the Rashba, Psak Halakha, especially the Torah of Ice. You see, the I told you the Avodas HaKodesh, he wrote that sefer on Erevin, and it's claimed that one of the Rabbanim claimed that the Beis Yosef didn't have it. That's why, you know, Rav Moshe says the Manhattan Erev is a problem, as Rav Shechter pointed out, that Rav Moshe said, because of the Avodas HaKodesh. But I once took a trip around Manhattan in a boat. Rabbi Mintz, Rabbi Adam Mintz, we were on the boat. Rabbi Schmidman, the old Rabbi Schmidman from the Upper East Side. He was on the boat. Yossi Prager, Akiva Prager's fear, Akiva Prager, his father, he was on the boat. He took a boat on a Sunday morning around Manhattan to see the wall around Manhattan. It was a good trip. So we saw the wall. So Moshe Feinstein, like Reuven Feinstein said, so what? You have a wall. So what? But you have a Rishus Rabbin, like Reuven Feinstein said, you have a Rishus Rabbin within your wall. That doesn't make it a Rishus HaYachid. So others say, no, it's a wall. So what? All the business, all the commerce, all the traffic, all the inside, and there's a wall around it. So that's the Rashba, the Avodas HaKodesh, says if you have a Rishus Rabbin, even though his loss is nulos, so on. So Rav Moshe wasn't into, people say, you know, I've heard people say about there's a wall around Brooklyn. But Rav Moshe wasn't bothered with the wall didn't do anything for him. Because he learned like Rav Rufay says, and that's the Rashba, the Avodas HaKodesh. So that's what Rav Shechter pointed out. But why do we pass like, who says we pass like the Rashba of Avodas HaKodesh? And the Chacham Tzvi has the Kasha. He says, usually the Beis Yosef likes the Rashba, and here he didn't quote it. So that was his taina. But you know, I wrote an article not too long ago saying, no, because the reason he didn't quote it, not that he didn't like it, because he didn't have that sefer. If he would have had the Avodas HaKodesh, then he would have probably quoted it. And then no one would say anything. Then they would shut down the Erev business. I mean, we try to give the heter that there's a wall around these areas. So that's what it is. So he didn't have it. So that's what I wrote. I wrote a whole piece of, based on someone else previously in the Mashpi, wrote an article that Richie Shonim had, which, you know, then once he wrote that, he said, now I understand this, now I understand that, now I understand the other. Like the Eshkol, he didn't have the Eshkol, so that's where the body sheet is, that Vesas Yom is also Shachar, not Netzach Am, because it's a Beferish Eshkol. But he didn't bring it. He didn't bring it, he didn't have it. And that's the big Shilat. What's the story with we've shown him that the Beis Yosef didn't have, and now we discovered it. So the Chazon Ish sheet is, he found it in Geniza, leave it there. He wasn't into rediscovering the wheel, like rediscovering, and others, the Avni Nezer had not that way. Now we have the manuscript, and now we have the, you know, so maybe we should follow. It's a fascinating discussion on how halacha should work, based on new discoveries of Kisveyad and things like that. And well, all the Rishonim that they didn't have. Okay. But the Mishmer Sabai says, Omar Chosef on page 13, Kovot Chachomim Yicholu. Meaning, what does that mean? He's saying to the Rama, you know, all due respect, with all due respect to you, aval kushiyosov za'ina kushya. The vade shipur garim, kol mashe beznes al mata osa beznes al mal maskimi mimoyim. There is whatever Bezdin Shal Mata does, Bezdin Shal Mala is masking. We have a Kaddish for Chodesh. So that's it. So now we decide when Rosh Chodesh is. So this is the famous Yerushalmi. If you never saw it inside, now it's time to see it inside. On page 14, Yerushalmi Ksubis. Yerushalmi is a gewaldic. It's so much greater. You should always look up every Yerushalmi, even if Rabbi Blau, he learned, I remember for years, he learned Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. Now it's become more popular to learn Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. But even if you don't learn Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, whenever you're learning a Rishon that quotes Yerushalmi, you should always look it up. Amar Avavin Akwal Al Kim El Yom Lakel Gomer Lai Basholosh Shanim Yom Echad V'Nechlochem Bezdim Avrab Habsulim Chozim V'Vavim Psulim Chozim. As what's the din that we assume that if a young woman, a young little kid is nevelous and she's less than 3 years old, the hymen will go back, will come back. And after that, it grows. So what if she was 3 years old, but then they decided to ma'abre the shana? So now it's going to be an extra month. So then she'll get, so then because of the extra month, now she's still within the 3 years. So Yerushalmi says, so the psula will go back. In other words, even though it's the same, you know, amount of thing, but now that you ma'abir the shana, so.
Wouldn't it be in the tears of 36 months?
No, that's the point. That's why I have to learn Yerushalmi.
I don't think it's even in the tears of the cloud. It doesn't attach.
Lakel, Ekra Lokim Elyon, Lakel Gomer Lai. I'm reading from you in the Pnei Moshe on the left side. I did the Daimi Bechusa, Vibas Gimel, the Besul, Seha Choizrin, Maisel Olaikra, Ashin Minesha Kashbarhu, Maskim in Bezna Shalmata, Shimhaya Kfar Bas Gimel. She's already 3 years old, but then Bezdin decides we're going to add a month. In Melachim HaBezdin Laber Hashana. Right? So now it's not going to be her birthday till a month later. HaBesulim Chozim Etzla. Lacha Shenivola Shafat Heva Maskem Esaleim Agdeg Zeyrosu Yisala Baruch Hu. So that's it. So that's what he says. So that's what the Ramban says. In other words, Vestos, why should Vestos have to do with the day of the month? It should be the Metzias of the moon, if anything. So he says, no. Because the day of the month is the Metzias, which affects the Teva. Raquel Gomer Alai. Hashem follows me. Follows the best. It's Yerushalmi. And that became, I told you, and that's what we do. We follow Vestas HaKodesh. Even though you have all these, Ramban didn't like the whole thing, right? So, And the Ra'ah thought, okay, I understand, but at least it should be from the moon. But the idea of when Bezdin decides to do it, why should that make a difference? That's Lashon HaGemara in. The Nida and Lamechess, she pour a garim. When Bezdin blows the shofar for the Kviyas, that's garim. Well, okay. So we should look in the place. You know what he's saying? You should look in the place. Place is good. On page 16. I'm telling you, these before the days I put the Sharba. Okay, what can I do? And now I put Sharba. But this is the place. The shofar is guard. In other words, whenever they blow the shofar to say that they were made the chodesh, that's what's guard, not the metzias of how many days from the moilah. The date of dominion of moilah alvana. Shneirus roil lekvo chodesh hapiriyah. Femes who dover to miyah. The tever kol noshim is b'nei miyah ki karuchi machar abezdin. Whereas just because the Bezdin decides to Mekadosh Kodesh, that's going to make a difference to the woman's cycle. That was the kash of the Ra. And the answer is yes. That's a tremendous Musa Haskil and Munas Chacham and Munas Bezdin. That's the Yisham. Keitze Yikaro Shom Shem Lachodesh as Biyomahu Yezuv Adobim Mididasa Mekora. לכן הרמב"ן שהיה שלום בטיליוס ולימודים בסוד השם פרק הנודו מגודל חכמות ומקומות כפי מה שכל הרעות דוח הזה הספר שיהיה פה שיפור גרם רסס אישר להקל ולהחר Somebody said, "Ramban shayah shalom b'tivius v'limudim u'v'sod Hashem." Baruch Hanod amigol chachmasim mikomachum pimach shchas v'ra. Tachazeh hasfar shepayim shipogar b'vesas isha v'haktim lach. In Haran b'chidushov, all of Dover. He called much every charash b'mesuras blessi. He gave shalom me'ekra komer alai hu emes.
So he says what the Rashba says is emes. That's Yerushalmi.
Is that how called the ish?
And he says, but now he's going to say a chiddush, the placey.
Is that how called the ish Israeli? Asher chelik Hashem amo.
It only affects Jewish people. The Jewish calendar affects Jewish people.
The him. Mushpoim with As Hashem, lo kitive v'holchei kochava.
They're mushpoim with Hashem, the Jewish people.
L'chachol in yonim nidon kifichukei habezdet, kasher yomru ein gozu chachmos al yonu l'haskim l'ashpia leim. Aval sheyeh balchai, kumrim, mitnagim al pi achas bezdet, multeva v'halak ha-kochom,
but it's only going to affect Jewish people, not goyim and not animals.
Okay, kol poel hateva v'shav. As for shalom, zeh beveses achodesh bidilu lo nemar biyish levadkim.
So the question is, but we have a concept of veses by who? By animals. The animals don't get to become needed. So what's the idea?
The shor hanog a gamkin. That's what b'chodesh.
There was shor muad, right? If it has also a tezvav. So the question is, so why should it work? That there's a din of a shor muad because it did it three times in a certain pattern. But should that make a difference?
Shem kushi gedol chazaki. Shem lo yitochen shatevi yaskim uklius bez.
So he's asking Kasha. Okay, I grant you that the bezdin is mashpir. That's the Yerushalmi. But what the Gemara says, if a shore is nogach,
same day, Tesvav, 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 so it becomes a Shor Muad, which has a regilus for that day. But the Heki Pesi, you should follow based on that, right? Because the Kviyas HaBezdin is going to have a Hashpa on the animal. Why not? Why not? Oh, good. Why not?
Let's see.
One second. That was Limnos Lamola Novara, Shanira Shiroi, Lagmo Roshkoch, Alpi Haria, Mishazu Shuvunira, Ala Arts, Upol, Baal of Zadvar, Aram Bechidush of Hiskim, Imo Vloyadati, Kikasha, Kesha Saria, Mavunim, Mishalakas, the Ark, etc. So that's his Kasha. Let's see what it says. So that was his kasha. So Judah says, yeah, maybe in a Hanami. Maybe in a Hanami. Okay, so then I think we've exhausted this part of the discussion. So now, we have a supplement here. The one thing we do is look at the supplement, right? So let us see the supplement. Okay. Now, Hafloga, what do we say Hafloga is? Is the what? There was, because the Ramban said, really, he doesn't think there's Vesa Chodesh, there's only Vesa Hafloga. So how does Vesa Hafloga work? How does Hafloga work? So Hafloga Pashas works, you count from the beginning of 2 months ago's period to the beginning of last month's period. But you count the first day of the period, say we're in Shvat now. So we go back to Kislev. And we say, when did she get a period of Kislev? And we call that day one. And then when did she get a period in Tavis? And then we call that day one. And we have the two bookmarks, the Kislev period, the Tavis period, day one of the Kislev period, day one of the Tavis period, and all the days in between. And what are we going to get? And we're going to add it all up, the two bookmarks, all the days in between. And for argument's sake, we'll get the number 34. Then we'll take the number 34 and we'll count from day one of the what of the Tavis period, and then we'll count 34 days into the future, and then day 34 is going to be the day we're expecting the next period, the Shvat period, and that's what she has to be parish. That's called a Hafloga. So that is the way most people do it today. That is the way most people do it today. Except, not everyone. Who disagrees with that? Who disagrees?
Well, who should we look? So let us say who disagreed. So where should we look for that? Look at the Alter Rebbe. The Alter Rebbe. Which one says the Alter Rebbe? Ari Beanstalk says four. If Ari Beanstalk says four, who's looking for? So Ari Beanstalk to look at the Alter Rebbe. Oh, ready, Ari? Ein Aisha Kovas, page 4. Laves is a few Ross of Shlosha, Rosh Chodesh Zachaze, Elim Kin Yukula, Bona Achas. The Yom of Elila. In Ross of Gibbopomim, Beyom, Revis Belila, Gibbopom Belila, Revis Beyom, Hoshesh, Beyom of Elila, Bechashash Vesis. So, so let's see, but before we get down, take a look in the in the Ravid here, page 1, in the supplement. Shar Vesa shapes Luyim Biyomim, for Amarnashi Choshesh Salem, Chol Osa Ono. Kahi Dinishim Hussel, Mudal Rose Belila, Edo Choshesh El Belila. Rasa Shlosha Pomim Biyom, Revis Belila, or Shlosha Pomim Belila, Revis Biyom, Choshesh Biyom Belila, Choshesh Harisha, Ne Choshesh Shina. Rasa Pomim Biyom, Pomim Belila, Shalom Al Seder, or Shrosa Bishon Biyom, A shlosh achor is belayla, or rishon belayla, shlosh achor. Shlosh is ba'ol v'vat. So that's the. So what is the Ravid saying? So if you look at Shulchan Aruch, you'll see it. Page 2. Eda Isha Kavasla Vesis Avil Rasa Shlosha Rasha Fedoshim Zeh Achazeh Elikin Yukulam Ba'ona Achas. But to be Kovea Vesis, it has to be all, either all in the daytime or all in the nighttime. If Rasa Shlosha Pabim Bayom Ravis Malayla or Shlosha Pabim Malayla Ravis Bayom Cheshes Bayom V'layla V'chashash Vesis Harishon V'chashash Hashinu Shachor. Whereas Vestos are dealing with a certain day, but they're also dealing with a certain ona. An ona means either the night or the day. So any ona that has to do, any vestos that has to do with the day, with the day, the fifth day, the tenth day. So it has to be the same. In order to establish a Vesis Kavua, it has to be, say, the 20th of the month, but all 20th in the day, or all 20th at night. Then it's a Vesis Kavua. But if you don't have three times, there's not enough the same day. It has to be the same part of the day. To be. So that's what he's saying. Shar Vesna Shem Tulim Biyomim. It's not enough that it's the same day. It has to be what? The same part of the day. So that's the yisod of the Ravid. You want it to be kovea vesis kavua, it's happened three times on the 20th of the month. It's versus Kavua, but it has to be either 3 times 20th in the day or 3 times 20th at night.
But if it's not three times, in now is he saying only about Vestas HaChodesh, or is he saying even by HaFlora? Say she has a HaFlora, a 25-day HaFlora. But sometimes it's day, period, sometimes it's a night. So in the footnote here, Nefesh Nishenu, he says, Milosh Rabbeinu, footnote Lamaches, Ushar Vestas Muchach Dekoy Gam al Vestas HaFlora. In other words, for Vesas HaFlaga to be a Vesas, it's only if she saw in intervals both of them, or all of them are a day, or all of them a night. So the Noda Behuda disagrees, or not disagree with the Rivet, we disagree with the Pshat of the Rivet. The Rebbe Yehuda disagrees and says no, that by Haflaga, it's Haflaga. It doesn't have to be both day. Maybe for the Chaf, has to be day, Chaf day. But if it's just Haflaga, it shouldn't make a difference, day or night. I'll tell you in a second. Because I'll tell you the distinction. The thing is like this. You see, when we're talking about a particular day, the 20th of the month, so we're saying the 20th of the month was Goyri the period. Right? That's how we understand. But maybe it's only the 20th of the day that's Goyri the period. Because this day had an effect on her. It was Goyri the period. So, but if it's at night or day, those are two separate parts of the day. So just because it affected her, the 20th of the day affects her, doesn't mean 20th of the night is going to affect her. So it's too, but if you're talking about a haflaga, saying since she already waited this amount of time, most probably the period's going to come. So it's about the length of time. So then it shouldn't make a difference day or night, because it's not that this particular day gave her a zetz and caused it. It's the amount of time that passed caused it. That's a haflaga. So then it shouldn't make a difference between a day or night. See, when it's a din of the chodesh, the pshat is not the question of how many days pass. It's that this day had a potency. That this day to shake her up and cause it to come out. So then it's not the same if it's 15th in the day, 15th at night. It's not mitzvah to be a but if it's a din in the longevity of time, then it's the longevity of time. So it shouldn't make a difference. 30 days, 15 days, 34 days could be the night or the day. That's what Noda Behuda says. But who argues? Who argues? The Aruch HaShulchan. Meaning the Aruch HaShulchan says that on page 7. It says, "Kol kviyas vessel shall yodim tzuchim yos kol arias mona achas kulam b'yom kulam b'layla." You with me on page 7, second column? Although in miktsasim b'layla, miktsasim up b'yom shalachar layla shem yomachem mikomochem lo kovel the vessels. Eidu chashesh al achman to the vessel shein a kavua. And look at chavav. When is daiti borer that din hazeh shekulam yom. So that's the Bikula. Because Vestas HaFloga, you can say maybe not. It doesn't matter. So sometimes when you have a tzorech, can we make of this Aruch HaShulchan? That if it's a Vestas HaFloga, but one of them was day, one of them was night, it won't be.
Why is that considered a Bikula? By saying that?
Because then you don't have to be harsh. Because we want to know, is it a din of vestas?
But if we're kaveh vestas, you only have to be kloshesh for that kaveh stressas. But if not, so then you're a vestas shein of kavua.
So maybe it's not even a vestas shein of kavua. Right, because there's no, it wasn't both of the day and both of the night. So say 1 month she gets a period in the night, 1 month in the day. So for the next month, does she have to keep Avesis Haflaga? So the Aruch HaShulchan would say no. Right. Because that's the Yisod, it has to be the same owner. So to be a Avesis Kavua, also the same owner. But even a Avesis Sheina Kavua. Mm-hmm. So that's a bit cooler. I have a body in his sefer here. Very big. Yeah, Vesis Haflaga, page 8, everybody. You see where I put that arrow on the left side, the next paragraph. Vesis Haflaga, Sheish Lochus Lo, Urakim Rosa, Shte Arios Achronis, Ba'usa Ono. That's a woman, Shirosa, Achshav Bonus Yom, Vasok Shloshim Rosa, Shuv Bonus Yom. As Shich Lochus, Sok Shloshim Aboim, Bayom. When Rosa Achshav Balayla, the Sok Shloshim Rosa, Bayom, he knows him as Vesis Haflaga, Bacloud. So, I mean, usually we tell people that to be machmir. In other words, we follow the last one. If the last one, the first 2 months ago was a day, the last one was a night, now it's just a choshesh for the night. But if there's a shas hatzorach, and so there's always this aruch hashulchan. Only in a situation where you're pretty sure it's not coming anyway. But if you know it's coming, it's not going to help. So what are you going to say? I'm going to be making for the Rosh Hashanah, but it's going to come. It's not, Rosh Hashanah is not going to help you. You know.
If one is day, one is night, so when do you keep process? When?
One is day, one is night.
We don't go like you just said, what when is the best
one? Night, the last one. If one was day. Now we said the haflog is from the beginning of one period to the beginning of the next period, two beginning period times, and the time in between. So, but Chabad doesn't do that. Chabad follows the end of the period to the beginning of the next period. Because for them, it's the chashash is how many, not from when the period began to when the period began, it's from when the period ended to when the next period begins. How many days in between? The end of the period to the beginning of the period. By onus. And not even by Yom, not by Yom, how many owners are there? No, it's in the Alter Rebbe. So I was looking for the page in the Alter Rebbe. And he says that. Is there anything from the Alter Rebbe in the first packet? Huh? Oh, yeah, there is. On page 6 in packet 9. Case of Kavazah Gon Shatira Dal Pub of the name Gimel's Manim. Gon Shirosa Hayom Udvasov Chof. So it says the Alter Rebbe in the page 6 in the Agos here on the side, in the small print. Hayom perish hayom bovat, poskimbo. Shilim shikari yusso, yom achrov, mechashim haflog, yom chal achrov. So sofer yosso, that's where he says it. He says, if she gets a period just for one day, so then the day she got it, the day ended, it's the same day. But she says she bled for 5 days. They don't come from the beginning of this period to the beginning of the next period. Because it's more likely how many days this period went, and now it ended, to how many how many days were their respite days that nothing happened, and that same amount you count for next month, and not by days, by onus. It was the middle of the day, so you count, you know, a night is one interval, a day is one. How many onus between the end of and the beginning? That's without the Rebbe says. We don't do this.
If it ends in the nighttime. So the next one is in the daytime. It does, but that doesn't matter. You just count the onus.
Day, night, until the next period comes. Yeah. And we want to know how many onus were there between the end of one period from 2 months ago and the beginning of the next period.
And that's it. It doesn't matter. So day, night,
and then night, once we know how many onus are there, that's how we're going to do the figure for the future period. I don't know, scientifically, I don't know. I have to ask, where are the science people here? Is the likelihood of a period based on when she got her last period or when how long it went to determine when the next period? We have a question. That's a question. Now, this is safer. I'm going to end with this for today. And pack it. It's called. What? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? No, now you don't. Taras Yisrael, you got to realize this in life. This was the classic sefer that everyone used. Now no one heard of it. You ask anyone in the street, even Rabbanim, never heard of the sefer. This was like the classic sefer. And he says, like Chabad. Interesting. Look what he says. He says that. So I think maybe it was there was a time that everyone used to come visit the library. I think I met a guy, Tabachachim from France, but it's not. Taban from France. Maybe he put this out to me. So it's interesting now, unless you're Chabad, you're not going to do this Vestas this way. Even though this Taras Yisrael, everyone used. But, you know, like Rav Shechter said, sometimes the Midrash Rabbah changes of what Pesach to follow. But that's why I wanted the scientists here to tell me what they think how many scientists? We have a bunch of scientists here, right? So what should be tolerant? But the mice we don't follow, unless you're Chabad, you follow Chabad. Chabad has some, you know, we need to talk to him. Totally. Okay, so the two important machlokas in we just saw in the last 10 minutes. One is about to make a Vassas Yomim for a flog of you all. For a Chodesh, you need day, or night. But for a flog, maybe, so no, you said for a flog, you know, it shouldn't make a difference. Day, night should all be the same. It's a flog. But the Derech HaShulchan says even for a flog is made. And then this, how do you figure out? And then the Minigolim, I think there's a Chuvas Chasam Sofer that says it more Beferish, but I don't know if it's in this packet. We officially finished this the 9th. The next packet is the packet 10 is the on the main of this packet. Okay. Maybe after we finish Vestas, we should have like a short type of Bechina of sorts, like when they have on all the things we did Vestas. We'll see. We'll stop hazarding. Okay. Seder? Okay. Have a good day. Yes.